This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sure. 103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
This one involves not bailing your own child out of jail.
Excuse me? Hold on. Wait. Time out.
Hold on. Hear,
what'd you say?
Hear her out. It involves not bailing your own child out of jail. Am I the jerk for not bailing my daughter out of jail?
What?
You can always submit your Am I the Jerks to Am I the Jerk at 1037kissfm.com or slide into our DMs like the one I just read. You know, the updates we give, those come from Facebook or Instagram or however you want to send them.
It's safe. Y'all got us.
Here's what she said. Allie and DZ. My daughter turned 17 in January. So just turned 17. She isn't a troubled child, but she's definitely been testing boundaries lately.
I mean, she's 17.
Yeah, seems to be pretty normal for a teenager.
Right.
The boundary testing went too far this weekend because she got arrested for shoplifting.
Dang.
I was furious and decided not to bail her out.
I mean, she got caught.
She had to call her aunt and stayed the night at my sister's house because I told her to call somebody else.
So they probably put her in mall jail. You know what I mean? Like,
yes,
ain't arrest her.
Probably.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Am I the jerk for leaving her and making my sister go pick her up?
Or maybe they really did take her to, like,
I don't know,
district, whatever. Because it depends on the store whether they call.
Shockingly, I've never been arrested.
You ain't never been put in handcuffs?
Which is shocking.
I don't believe it.
Yes, you do. But never experienced this. But, you know, I don't know what I would do if one of my kids got arrested. Because, you know, there's different things you get arrested for.
Right.
I'm not saying it's okay to get arrested. I'm certainly not saying you should shoplift. These are all illegal things you cannot take from other people. But, you know, a lot of kids who did that stuff never got caught, right?
If the apprehension is justified, I mean, I can't unjustify it, but sometimes, yeah, you might get jammed up for the wrong reason, and as a parent, you gotta really tote that line, man. But I'm assuming that your daughter, you
did
said
your daughter steal a lipstick at CVS, and now this is what you got to deal with, now she's got a consequence from this stupid behavior.
Was she trying to steal bracelets from Spencer's or Hot Topic or something, you know what I mean, and got jammed up and got caught, and right, we've been there. Maybe you haven't, Allie.
No, I haven't, but she didn't hurt anyone, she's just not doing the right thing, right? So I, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, I've never been handcuffed and arrested myself either. I'm not going to say I didn't do things
that were,
I'm not in the system.
Yeah,
my hands are clean, baby.
Same, baby.
You know, it's because I also was smarter than y'all, baby.
When I was a kid, like her daughter.
When I was a kid, I had my moments.
Yeah.
Right? I challenged the authority of my parents and the authority of others.
Right.
But I grew out of that.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I think... As much as it sucks, I think it's a learned lesson, bruh. Mm. Now, I do think there's a difference whether you were mall jailed or you were jailed.
Really?
You know, was it mall PD or was it the regular MPD?
Yeah. I don't know, but she said she wouldn't get her from jail and she made her sister go, that she had to call her aunt.
But she has a sister. She has an aunt. She's
she
got
has somebody to call.
But she burned that one phone call on you and you said call somebody else. I mean, bruh, that's...
So you think she's the jerk for not bailing her daughter out of jail?
I'm torn. I'm torn because, no, you got to learn that lesson. You want to test these boundaries. I'm sure, you know, did we give her a name? What's her name?
No, we didn't give her a name, but we can give her a name.
I'm sure this mother is man, loving this child. She's writing in. She's trying to figure it out. She's going, she's not a bad kid, but she's been wilding lately. That mm-hmm. means she's been trying to probably correct that behavior.
Mm-hmm.
This might have been the last straw for that mom. Mm. Right? Or was it is it a cry for help from the teen going, something's really else that's bothering me? Mm-hmm. Like, I'm at that crossroads where I'm watching, I'm seeing, I'm observing, and I'm going, dude, this could have been just a kid wanting to steal some to have some fun, mm-hmm. being stupid with your friends, or this really could have been a cry for attention.
But at 17, you're getting old enough now. You're about to be an adult.
Yeah, but
you know what I'm saying? You know way better. You're driving.
Are you really going to be an adult?
I don't know.
Let's be honest. 18
so wait,
is still young.
Is she jerk for not bailing her out of jail?
I feel like I'm leaning towards yeah.
Yeah, because here's the thing. I always want my kids to call me, mm-hmm. but I might leave them. I swear.
I know.
I may call Uncle DZ. Call somebody else.
But we know we've got those people in our lives where Owen Hudson to get jammed up. They call me. It's like calling you.
Mm-hmm,
they just know you gonna act differently if you're the one that has to get them.
I'm gonna light them up.
You gonna be on them, boy. They might as well keep them in jail because you gonna be in the cell next to
exactly.
them.
Exactly. They don't even want to come home. They're better off in jail, honestly.
And that's where I'm at. That's where it's maybe not the jerk because mom was just going, nope. I am gonna put paws on you, and this mama bear is not trying to do that. So call my sister, and she's gonna take care of you because I will not right now. I'm gonna take care of you a different way,
Aaron. From Milwaukee, Aaron, a boy, said, I say jerk. I understand if she stole a car, but she shoplifted. Go get your baby.
Right. Was it a lip gloss?
That's what I'm saying. It's not that, yeah.
She wasn't breaking into cars, bro. She's not a Kia girl out here. Yeah. I hate to say it like that, but she's not wildin'.
Well, that's kind of what I was saying. Like, when it comes down to the things she could have done or did do, and mm-hmm. was she hurting other people, or did she steal a lipstick and needs to learn her lesson that you can't take things that you don't.
But then we're minimizing theft. Like,
that's
it can get into right now. She's getting into cars. For all we know, she ends up a mastermind bank robber. Now, obviously, I'm creating a whole life in a movie about her. But we don't know. We don't know if this was a cry. This could have been now setting her on a path to crime.
Sarah in Kenosha said, absolutely not the jerk. Adult actions get adult consequences. She'll think twice next time. Coming from someone who works at a middle school, some of these kids nowadays could use a night or two in jail. Okay, Sarah.
Dang, Sarah.
All right, 414-533-1037. She did not go get her daughter out of jail after her daughter got arrested for shoplifting, and then the daughter had to call somebody else. She ended up spending the night at her aunt's house. Is she the jerk for not bailing her kid out of jail?
Man, I don't know. It's not the jerk in my spirit, but my mind is saying
well,
jerk.
Well, because I say there's no way I'm going to leave him if it ever happens. But then would I? I hope that never happens. I hope to God that never happens because I don't ever want to have to make this decision.
Exactly.
That's why I can't decide if it's a jerk move or not.
Yeah, no, we're not answering.
All right, 414-533-1037. That works for texting or for calling. We'll talk to you next.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 KISS FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
So, is she the jerk for not bailing her daughter out of jail after she got arrested for shoplifting, her 17-year-old? She said, call somebody else.
What's she shoplift, though? Because shoplifting can be the tiniest or can actually be a crime.
I know.
Well, not to say stealing a lip gloss ain't a crime.
Stealing is stealing. Yeah, you can't just take stuff from other people.
Right.
Let's go to Chris in Greenfield. I want to see which way he's going to go. Hi, Chris.
Good morning. How's it going, guys?
Morning. Hold on. Let me add a little bass to my voice.
Nope,
Chris?
Sorry. Chris has a lower voice than you.
Good morning, Chris. What up, Doc?
Hey, Chris, you going jerk or not the jerk for refusing to bail your kid out of jail?
I'm actually going to say she's the jerk.
Okay.
Not the jerk. Sorry.
Oh, not the jerk. Yeah. You say she's not the jerk for not going to get her kid.
Mom's not the jerk.
Yep, not the jerk.
It's just
with kids nowadays, I mean, DZ actually just said that. It could have been something as small as a lipstick, or mm-hmm. it could have been something way bigger than that.
Mm-hmm.
Also, it's just kids nowadays, they're not as innocent as we used to be when we were younger.
We weren't that innocent either,
Chris.
What you talking about?
I agree.
But that makes the point even more. You know, we weren't that innocent. These kids are straight out about it. They do not care.
They're just like, what of it?
I mean, you got to respect the energy because they're going, I'm not hiding nothing from y'all.
Mm-hmm.
But you're not wrong.
It's also the thing of, I mean, you also said earlier, sometimes you just got to learn that lesson. And, if you pull them out of it, I mean, depending on how serious the situation was, they might think that mom or dad or whoever may come to the rescue.
He's going
to
save them every time.
And then it could become a habit.
He said give them the consequences so that they know not to do it again. And hope to God they don't.
If it's a first-time offender, go get your baby. But if it's not like a regular thing, if it's something serious, I guess that's just more of the detail.
Yeah, we don't know.
But it's just all based on the situation.
We hear you now. We hear you, Chris.
We all act tough, but I don't know what I would do in this situation. That's why I'm so unsure, because part of me wants to go, I'm leaving them.
Chris, you got youngins? Before we let you go, man.
Oh, definitely. I got a 7-year-old and I got a 2-year-old son.
Okay, see? So, like, yeah, it's hard because you say I'd leave him, but then would we? I don't know.
If we imagine our own in that situation.
I don't know if we would.
Yep, but even my 7-year-old now, she knows, she can tell me that she knows that stealing is wrong. So, I mean, there's some kids that know, there's some kids that don't.
True. Mm-hmm. You ahead of the game, man.
Fair enough.
So, not the jerk.
Thanks, Chris. Have a good day.
Yep, you guys as well. Thanks.
Appreciate the call.
Let's go to Saucy. Lord help us. Saucy Sandra. She's definitely got kids. Saucy, good morning.
You got kids, Saucy?
Good morning. Yeah, a couple of them.
One or two.
Saucy, you think she's a jerk for not bailing her kid out of jail?
She is definitely not the jerk. If anybody is a jerk in this scenario, it's the aunt for not allowing natural consequences to the decision that kid made.
Oh, now the aunt's the jerk.
Sorry.
No, the aunt's not the jerk. Mom. The aunt has to pull up when the niece or nephew calls.
She does. No.
No, that was mom's green
Leave
light saying.
Leave that kid sit, and next time they ain't going to do it.
Saucy saying, aunt shouldn't have pulled up either.
Wow. Nope.
Savage.
Nope. Leave Hard the lesson. Kids sit. Sorry, you want to make dumb decisions. You're going to have the consequences. Okay.
See you on your court date.
How else are you going to learn?
I guess you know what.
Saucy got me sweating, bro.
She's like, nope. You're the jerk for getting arrested. The aunt's the jerk for pulling up.
And the mom's the only one not the jerk because she was trying to save you.
Exactly, and that's the thing. She was saving her. She wasn't going to pull her out of the hole that she created for herself, and if she would have, it's called codependency, and it's not okay.
Saucy might be right. I mean, she could have hit her with a scared straight, like, teaser, and was like, this could be your life.
I would accept that if this kid was a problem all the time.
It doesn't sound like this kid is.
No.
However, she stated she's been trying to push boundaries and testing boundaries.
Yeah.
What a better consequence than, you know what? You don't want to listen to me and my consequences for your little boundary pushers?
Figure
here
your own
you go.
Out. Yep. Here are the words.
Where you're headed if you want to continue down the path that you're going.
I know who I'm not calling if I ever get arrested.
Sorry. I'm not sorry yet. You could call me.
Oh,
but,
now I can.
I mean, depending upon what you did, I'd be like, help you.
And there's the Midwest nice sauce. Yep. There it is.
What do you mean you're in jail, Allie? For what?
What'd you do? Oh, I can't help with that one.
Sorry about that.
All right, Saucy. Well, goodbye. Since I know you're not a lifeline, I'm hanging up.
Much love. Two not the jerks, bro.
Wow. Well, and now I don't know because Amelia's left in Milwaukee. Look out, everybody.
Alert.
Three personalities on the phone today. Big personalities.
Good morning.
Amelia.
Oh, she sounds serious.
Like her kid really did get arrested. She's like, good morning.
I feel like I'm about to get reprimanded. I'm sorry, Mom.
I feel like we got arrested.
I'm sorry, Amelia.
You're good.
Is the mom the jerk for leaving the kid in jail?
Oh, absolutely not.
Oh, my gosh.
Absolutely not. They say she's 17, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The 17, you push your boundaries. Okay, come on. Push the boundaries. Andale. Let's go.
Andale. Come
and
on.
I don't think it's the... And to me... I would say for her contacting her aunt, I wouldn't get mad if I had a sister and they contact her. But, did you see what she did?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, whatever. But if there's a next time, I'm sure the aunt would not build her out again.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? And I'm sure she's better off safe with the aunt before the mom has to deal with her.
I know that's
and
right.
And my thing is, if you're starting to push boundaries, You're 17. Wait till you turn 18. That's good. You're going to be charged as an adult.
Well, now nobody's going to come get you and carry you.
No matter what the situation may be, it could be something so little and not be on your record. And if you're starting to do that now, who knows what else she's capable of? Because if mom went to go save her, my mom saved me last time. You know, she'll probably save me again.
She'll do it again.
You ain't about to turn mom into no dog the bounty hunter out here putting your head on.
No, I got three kids. I drill it in the head. You do this, I swear to God, this is going
to
happen.
Well, listen to this. Jessica and Tosa actually texted in, and she said, jerk, I think being arrested would be traumatic enough to teach the kid a lesson. We all make mistakes, but if they do it again, they better know you're not getting them out. Okay, so Jessica's saying one and then never again. But Amelia's saying you go. They're going to think you're coming back next time.
Yeah. I know some kids are like that. They're like, they don't learn. I'm like, okay, you don't want to learn? I'm not saying it's somebody that I know, but I've heard stories.
Right.
I'm like, dude, like, no, if that was my kid, that'd be a whole different situation.
Mm-hmm. BTA, baby, BTA.
Leanne Greenfield agrees with you, not the jerk. At least she got a call. Yeah. My kids would call their TT before calling me.
They know better. Damn, we got the vacuum, the sweep, you might as well pack it in a box and ship it. This is a jerk.
All right, not Amelia. The jerk. Thanks for calling.
You guys have a nice one.
You too.
Bye. So, not the jerk,
Listen, we don't call. Amelia Saucy or Kristen Greenfield if we ever get arrested.
Oh, no, they're going to let us sit. They're going to let us sit.
They're going to be like, bye.
Take them off the list, bro.
And we also don't call any of the people texting in who agree with them. Like, yes, I'm with Saucy. Sorry, I'll know not to call you.
We also don't call Aaron because she's not coming to get us either.
Your wife?
She has told me if I get jammed up, call somebody else.
Well, call me. Wait, is Aaron going to be mad at me?
You're going to be next to me, dog. This is the problem.
We're going to be together.
Both of our phones are going to be in booking. Like, you know how this goes, bro. Not that we're in the system, but none of this.
All right. Well, thanks for calling, everybody. Overall, not the jerk for leaving your kid in jail.